This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe wants South Dakota state lawmakers to pass a bill creating community-based schools centered on Native American cultural curriculum. A similar bill failed last session. Lee Strubinger reports.
The Standing Rock Tribe is working hard in many ways to preserve its cultural heritage during the pandemic. Chairman Mike Faith says they're prioritizing COVID vaccines for elders who are fluent language speakers. Faith says the tribe's younger generation needs to learn their language. He says the state could help with that by approving Ocheti Shekoan community-based schools.
It's important for us to allow our students to have a self-identity. You know, we live in an era of loss of identity. If you look back in history, they took that, call it the termination era. You can't speak Indian. You're going to learn how to do this. You're going to learn how to do that. You speak Indian, you're going to get whipped. We're going to punish you. Our language, custom traditions, they went underground.
A similar bill passed the state Senate unanimously last year. Up to four school districts could sponsor an Ocheti Shekoan school in the first 5 years if the bill became law. Those sponsoring districts would transfer funding to the schools based on the percentage of students enrolled to them. It died in the House Education Committee. That committee has a slightly different makeup this year. Democratic State Senator Red Dawn Foster says education should now help restore Indigenous cultural learning rather than assimilation.
We're at a time now that we can use education as empowering our people and bringing our worldview into it and looking at Ocheti Shekoan viewpoints and worldviews and having that. And it's important for our youth to have this for identity and for just academic excellence. It really does show that the more students understand where they come from, their worldview, and what's priority, it's not just good for them as individuals, but for South Dakota in general.
Foster says they're continuing to educate other lawmakers about what the bill does and doesn't do. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Canada's about to get a makeover for its $5 bill. And as Dan Karpinchuk reports, images of four Indigenous finalists are among the nominees.
There are eight finalists to become the next face of Canada's $5 banknote, four of them Indigenous. The list includes Francis Pegamagabo, one of Canada's most highly decorated soldiers of the First World War, Frederick Ogilvy Loft, another First World War veteran and the leader of one of the country's first national Indigenous political groups, Crowfoot, known for his peacekeeping efforts during the 19th century, and Pitsiola Kashuna, who became well known for her artwork showing Inuit culture. Brian McInnes is the great-grandson of Francis Pegamagabo. He says his great-grandfather was much more than just a soldier.
Things that we most remember him for are his calmness, his gentleness, his kindness, and his ability to work with all peoples to try to resolve things and try to find a better way forward.
More than 600 names were sent to the Bank of Canada for consideration. From that, an advisory committee pared it down to eight finalists. The image on the new banknote will be announced soon. It will replace the current $5 bill, which features Sir Wilfrid Laurier, Canada's first Francophone Prime Minister. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Kevin Gover, a citizen of the Pawnee Nation, has been named the Smithsonian's Undersecretary of Museums and Culture. Gover has been the director of the National Museum of the American Indian since 2007, overseeing museums in Washington, D.C. and New York. The undersecretary position oversees Smithsonian history and art museums, cultural centers, archives of American art, exhibits, and national collections. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.